Some days call for some oomph to amplify your everyday look, like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll also look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There's a tear in the eye of my next guest.
To Live Lash.
Joe, what does it feel like when you hear that sick tune again?
So evocative, so evocative. I'm surprised they got rid of it. It's written by Stockton Swain, Mike Hanron and the boys. And I used to meet Mike in the old radio centre when he was in doing bits of work. And he'd always say to me at least once a year, thanks. We got the Lanzarote this year off it.
The royalty check.
Yeah, it's only probably tuppence a day. Yeah. But I just think it's so evocative. And the programme is on a very odd time, 1:45. So you need something.
A call to listen.
A call to listen, exactly.
Yeah, so once you hear that in the background, you turn up the volume.
Or you turn it off, whatever.
Of course. Have you listened to Kieran at all in the
job? Yeah, I listen to everybody. As you know, Pat, I don't listen to radio. I monitor radio. I'm like... the member of the French resistance up in the loft, listening for monitoring radio stations. I listen to everything, yeah.
Oh, no, we get notes from you frequently when we err.
I know.
Yeah. So they've changed the SIG, and I can't, it's not memorable, the one they've put in.
But maybe they will.
Now, you're 7 months out. Was it a tough decision to decide to go in the end?
I had extended my contract by 2 years already. They asked me to do another year, and between jigs and reels, and I said you'd only get one go at retirement. So, and I had loads of things I wanted to do, and been like you've been chained to a desk for. I remember producing you when you were.
That was your first gig, wasn't it?
That was my first job in RT, and it's downhill ever since. But no, you're chained to the desk every day. And given, I know you go around the country a good bit, you bring the programme out. Liveline being Liveline, we seldom went out.
Well, the Funny Fridays.
Yeah, but they kind of petered out in the last few years, unfortunately. But they were great. I loved them.
Now, one of the set pieces every year on Liveline, well, it wasn't really Liveline, it was quasi-Liveline on Grafton Street or just off Grafton Street on Christmas Eve. How did you feel this year? Not there.
I felt odd, but I on Christmas Eve, I knew I had to do something. So I went out to Dunleary. The RNLI have a ceremony every year to commemorate 14 lifeboat men, as it was then, who were killed, who drowned on, it was 1895 on Christmas Eve. So I did a speech at that, and it was extraordinarily moving. And that was at 10 o'clock.
When you would, be finishing
so I just
up. Yeah,
kept busy. Then I call around to my old buddy, Novi Ginnity, who lives around the corner, and just hung around. That was it. Glad it went very quick, very quick.
Now you have been relatively busy, I suppose, because you did an ad for one of the German multiples.
Yeah, I did. I was a detective for a day, which was great fun.
The fedora suited you, actually.
Thank you very much, Pat. And I had a concealed firearm, I was just up in Lidl, and we recorded it in Tala, and it was just great fun. And then that was a day, and then I went around visiting good causes that the National Lottery Fund, and they're all charity groups all over the country, and they were making videos for them and that they could use, hopefully, to get more money off different organisations. And that was absolutely brilliant. Because I hadn't been around, I know that sounds odd, but I hadn't been around the country.
Yeah, when you used to work on the Gay Byrne Show, you did get out.
Yeah, and Pat, that stood to me. That 10 years I went around representing gay on earth, so to speak, I went to so many places. So when Live Line with people that say I'm in Batty the Hob or whatever, you'd have a memory of it. But I thought the country had changed. So it sounds a bit naive for me to say that, but I thought the new art centres, the new schools, the new third level institutions, the new factories. It's a good country out there. In the main, it is a good country. And the groups I met were all volunteers, no hierarchy, no messing, and they're all getting stuck into doing different things like saving the environment or running a boxing club or whatever. They were great. Or a dementia cafe down in Kells. Wonderful people. Wonderful.
Now, you're also a painter.
Yeah, and decorator. I do.
No, fine art. Fine art.
Hardly. Hall Stairs and Landing. Yeah, I just love. I find it extraordinarily relaxing. And as I keep saying to everyone, anyone can paint. Just try it by a set of watercolours and buy a decent pad of paper. That's the key. A decent, strong pad of paper and two brushes, no more than two brushes. And just doodle.
Going back, though, to Liveline, I asked you, did you miss it? You don't seem to feel, and yet there must be some nostalgia.
Because you'd love to be, instead of shouting at the radio, you'd love to be on the radio and doing. I still get angry. I read Paul Williams' brilliant book recently, Crooks 2, it's called, and I read the chapter on Anglo-Irish, which mentions Liveline, because they were giving out about Liveline. And I was so angry at the end of it. I was so angry again because Paul Williams got the scoop. He got the tapes. I was just so angry at the end of it. And I said to myself, I'd love to revisit stories like that. But anyway.
Now, Liveline in your time was quite a campaigning program. Yeah. I mean, you got involved in various things.
Yeah.
Thinking back, what were the most memorable, the most telling of the campaigns?
Well, getting rid of the head shops.
Yeah.
That was really, I really went crazy on that. We did about 2 weeks on how women were treated in maternity hospitals, which was a revelation to me and to a lot of people. And we got pushback from some of the maternity hospitals. And in fact, the only master was Chris Fitzpatrick from the Coombe, who came out in support of us and said he was going to play the programme to young medics. Mm. The menopause, obviously, that whole discussion. Finding people, that a woman, the taxi driver at Dublin Airport, rang in at 5 to 3, and he put this woman on the phone, and Sajiv was her name. She's originally from India, but they're living in England. And every bank holiday weekend, we one coming up, she used to come to Ireland to look for her sister that had disappeared kind of 15, 20 years previously. And we found her within the day. Which was incredible. And they were reunited the following day. And that we found her because she was on a bus and the bus driver had Liveline on. I'm sure half the people were saying, turn it off. And she, I asked her, the question I asked Sajiv was, because she didn't want to give out her sister's full name for obvious reasons. I asked her, had you a nickname for her when you were, sisters in the growing up in the bedroom or whatever, and she gave out the nickname, and off she came.
So without compromising her sister's privacy, she was able to find her.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant.
Now, things like corporal punishment came up over.
Oh, yeah.
It was a marathon.
I'm just listening. I was thinking, Pat, the other day, like why, I was listening back to it actually. Why did, when corporal punishment came up in 2024, okay, and it was a discussion that started about sexual abuse in school, and one of the callers said, Joe, talk about corporal points. Now, I thought that had been done so many times, but I suddenly realised, listening back to the tapes the other day or whatever, that people were of an age that were ringing in, that had gone through horrific, How, I counted 60 different ways, Pat, that children were assaulted in class by adults.
Yeah, but the violence back in those days was quite casual in the classroom.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they would fling a wooden duster across. Yeah. If it hit somebody, so be it. Yeah, so be it. I mean, it would be deemed assault today.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, it was I found a document from the Leamy School, which is Frank McCourt School, 1929 in Limerick, where it was a circular from it was called the National Education, but it was effectively banning corporal punishment. It was completely ignored.
Now, you have other fish to fry at the moment. We were talking during the break before we started about being hard of hearing. And it's something that most broadcasters eventually suffer from. I'm wearing headphones. I've worn headphones for decades.
I know. And we all have. Yeah. And by the way, most young people are now wearing big headphones for decades and they're not on the ear. Yeah, to my shame, I got a hearing test 5 years ago, and I hadn't had one since. And I got one there about 3 months ago, and I'm okay, thank God. But there is a slight change in you.
There's a change with age, anyway.
Yeah, but I'm going to, like, when people get their letter in the door for the NCT, they run around the house like a headless chicken. They get the Hoover out to get the dog hairs off the seat. They wash everything, run down to the garage. Change the word car, change one letter and put in the word ear, E-A-R. And how often do you get your ears checked? And my Specsavers are doing it at the minute. It's free. There's no issue. They're doing free hearing checks. Just go in and book a hearing check. And it's very scientific. And even if one woman I was talking to when we were making the campaign, she said, I was annoyed. My son said to me the other day, ma'am, you need your hearing checked. And I gave out to him. I said, what you should have said to him was, he was in his 30s, I'll go for one if you come with me and you have a hearing check as well, because you've had those headphones on since you were 8. And even if your hearing, please God, is okay, you have a record. You get a check next
year. You've got a baseline.
You get a baseline. And it's very scientific, totally unobtrusive. You don't have to fill out a form, don't have to tick any boxes. You just go into this booth and you're asked to press a button when you hear a particular sound. It's as simple as that. I think, and the fact that it's free, I think is really fair play to Specsavers for doing it, but I think because it's free and they're everywhere. And like, I met one woman and I said to her, you go into, you know, the whole thing, Specsavers, it's part of our language. You go into Specsavers, she said, yeah, I was in there 2 weeks gone, and the woman asked me, did I want a hearing check? And I said, no.
I'm here for glasses.
I said, why? And she said, just a bit of a stigma, isn't there, when we were kids about children? And as people know, wearing a hearing device is the exact same as wearing spectacles, glasses. It doesn't affect your work. It doesn't affect your travel. It doesn't affect your insurance. So that's how it should be regarded.
What plans now, Joe?
Plans.
A book? Another one?
Oh, yeah. I have one of mine. Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Because your Children of the Rising, that was a fantastic enterprise.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's 110 years since 1916. It's probably one of the things I'm most proud of.
And then Children of the Troubles.
And Children of the Troubles with Freya, yeah. Well, I still get letters about that. And as I've said, we found, I think it was 168 children who've been killed in the Troubles. And then we got letters from other people saying, why didn't you mention my child? And they'd say, like, on that day in Northern Ireland, there was 14 people killed. We were using newspapers. We were using lost lives. We were using, we got notices read out thanks to the Primate of All-Ireland, Eamon Martin. He made an announcement at every mass in Northern Ireland if anyone wanted to get involved. Mm-hmm. Librarians were brilliant. So what I think is scandalous is today nobody knows the exact figure of how many people were killed in the Troubles. Nobody knows. And if our sample of children 16 and under, it's underestimated. We underestimated it by about 6%. So that means people say 3,000. No, that would bring it up to over 4,000. And can you imagine the pain this people are still going through? As one of the father, James Kennedy's father, said to us, bullets never stop travelling. It killed my son. outside Sean Graham bookmakers, just massacred. And my wife died within the year. Bullets don't stop travelling. Bullets don't stop travelling.
Joe Duffy, long may you prosper in your very busy retirement.
And PK, one of the reasons I wanted to come in, apart from talking about Specsavers and the free hearing test, is to be with you in your last...
In my move. I'm moving. I'm moving the show. I'm not going anywhere.
I know that. And you'd be brilliant at the weekends. And I worked with you when you were my first presenter when I started in RTE. And you were great, great fun. You're a great, great... gossip and great.
you're fun
to be with, and your knowledge is breathtaking. Breathtaking. You're not gone.
No, I'm not gone. He's not going away. You know.
Yeah, no, he's not going away, which is great for your station. And best of luck to Claire next week. And Anton is starting, isn't he?
He's starting Tuesday, I think. Yeah. He'll be on the
morning slot. Yeah. It's a challenging one, even time-wise, and he's a single presenter. I've met him outside in his motorbike.
He'd be looking for more money if he'd gone. Joe, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Great to be good luck
with everything.
And you, good luck on your days off.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to lift and color from their brilliant eye brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to for amplifying everyday looks. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.